1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
Robert Green is the owner of a business concern in Buena Park, California, Fraser Foods. It is a grocery store. He has fired an employee and has been countersued by the California Labor Board for wrongful termination. And I know you're at work right now, Mr. Green. I thank you for taking time for talking with us. This news story just hit the news wires. You fired this employee for what?
Because I was viciously verbally assaulted in my own store, in a business that I put together myself and I worked very hard, Mr. Hendry, to maintain. I was verbally, viciously, and profanely assaulted. This woman took time out of the workday to discuss personal business with me. I never do that. I don't know of any business owner that would.
So, excuse me.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
These winds are kicking up a lot of allergies.
They absolutely are. Thank you, sir. So this woman assaulted you verbally. You do not allow personal conversation.
No, I do not.
All right. Now, she says that she's declined to come on our program, this Miss Camille Tipton, on the advice of her attorney, and you have, and I appreciate that.
That is fine. I've got nothing to hide.
Tell us what happened.
Well, what happened, sir, is a woman attacking me, a woman who's worked for me for 15 years, and then attacking me. I don't know whether you know what that's like, but it can undermine you. It can shake you up.
Take me chronologically.
We had been open for about a half an hour.
When was this, sir?
This was back in August, late August.
All right.
We had been open for about a half an hour, and this Mrs. Tipton was counting her float, which is a stack of money we give our checkers. And I was walking past her check stand to the customer service counter to deal with a return. And you'll pardon me, but I am shaking now. I am so outraged.
That's all right.
And she says to me, and there were some six customers and two or three employees within earshot, "Good morning, Mr. Green. I see you're a little off today."
Good morning, Mr. Green.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Green.
"I see you're a little off today."
That's right. And of course, I'm wondering what she's talking about. And she takes a pencil and she points to her head, mouthing the words, "the wig." And I was stunned. And I just reacted the way anyone would naturally react. I went over to her and I figured if she wants to embarrass me, I can do the same to her. And I screamed at the top of my lungs, and I'm admitting this, and I admitted it to the California Labor Board. I said, "You effing slut, you're fired." Now, I regret my...
You use that language.
I regret my language, and I regret my anger, but I do not regret, and I want to underline this, Mr. Hendry, I do not regret firing her. When you are assaulted like that, so viciously...
All right, I got to interrupt you. What was she commenting? Was she saying you wear a wig?
Sir, I don't wear a wig. I have a custom hairpiece.
All right, you have a hairpiece or a toupee?
No. I don't wear a wig. I don't wear a toupee. I wear a custom hairpiece that is worth $1,500, and I will spell it out for you, 1500, that was purchased after a two-month consultation, a four-hour fitting that was extremely painful, and for that woman to say, "You're a little off."
But what are you angry at? That she knows you wear a hairpiece, or that she pointed it out?
I am angry that she was talking about personal business on company time. Well, why do you ask me if I'm angry about her?
Well, you screamed at her.
Yes.
You screamed at her, "You effing slut, you're fired."
Yes, because she was using up company time.
Are you telling me, sir, you're not angry about the fact that she pointed out that you wear a hairpiece?
I'm going to repeat myself, and then if you don't mind, maybe I can conclude this interview.
Sir, I'm not trying to make you angry. I'm just trying to get the story.
But, you know, but just listen to me. I don't wear a wig. I don't wear a toupee. I am not bald. I have hair.
You're not bald?
No. Why would you say I'm bald if I have hair?
You say you wear a hairpiece.
So? That means I have hair.
Okay, and you're angry?
I'm angry at her for bringing up personal business.
All right. Just so I know, Mrs. Tipton, she's a married woman, right?
Yeah, she is a single mother. She's divorced.
All right, just so I know, sir.
Yes.
She said, good morning, Mr. Green, you're a little off, and she pointed at the hairpiece, and you screamed at her, you effing slut.
Once an employee stamps his or her time card, there will be no personal talk on the job.
But you said you screamed it.
I don't like people making comments. She points at her head with her pencil and says, you're a little off. It also shows how stupid she is. She called it a wig. I don't wear a wig. And it also shows something that I don't like. That as a woman, she thinks she knows it when a man's wearing a wig or a hairpiece. And I'll reiterate it again. I don't wear a wig. Only a stupid B-I-T-C-H like that would say that.
Well, all right. You know, the word slut you said on the job, but don't use these words on my show, okay?
Well, you know, you want me on your show or don't you?
I would like you on my show. I'd rather you not call her, you know, what you called her.
Well, she didn't know. She was guessing. But that doesn't have anything to do with anything. I fired her because she was talking about personal business.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And you'll forgive me, sir, but there's something a little out of place for your anger. To be that angry just because she was talking.
You know, women think they know when a guy is wearing, a hairpiece or a wig. I don't wear a wig. I don't wear a toupee. I'm not bald.
You have hair.
Yeah, I have hair. It's on my head right now. Don't call me bald. Are you bald?
I am bald, sir. I have no hair. I don't have a hairpiece.
See, once again, you lump me in with you. You're bald. You don't have a hairpiece. I have nothing to do with you. I'm not you. I'm me. I have a hairpiece. I'm not bald. And for that cow to say, you're a little off, and she says, I'm wearing a wig, she embarrassed me. She embarrassed me in front of my employees.
All right. I will tell you that I had a statement here, a Mrs. Mandy Rutherford.
Yeah, I know her, too. She's a cow, too.
All right. Well.
See, she lied to the investigators from the California Labor Board.
All right, but she said...
I know what she said.
I have to repeat it to my listeners. Mrs. Rutherford said she witnessed the whole thing. She said that Mrs. Tipton was right.
She's a liar.
Sir, I have to be able to say this. She said Mrs. Tipton was right, that the hairpiece on your head had shifted so far over that one of your ears was completely covered and the other one completely exposed.
Yeah, she's a liar.
So that was not the case.
I'm not saying, she's making it sound...
She said she could also see, and I'm not trying to embarrass you, sir.
By repeating this, you are.
I'm saying what she said to the California Labor Board. She said she could see a glue line.
Let me tell you something. You've never had your hair blow over, so in other words, you've never had your hair blow over to the side of your head.
As I said, I'm bald. My hair hasn't blown in my face in a few years, sir.
All right, well, I'm sorry to hear that, because I'm not bald, I have hair. And I didn't fire her for commenting on my hairpiece. I fired her for her personal comments and her vicious, vicious assault on me. When you talk to your boss about personal matters, why doesn't she just proposition me? Why doesn't she just say, Mr. Green, would you like me to take you in the back and do you? Why doesn't she just say that?
Because she didn't say that, sir. She was making a comment on your appearance that perhaps, maybe, I don't know, she thought was helpful.
Helpful? In full view of everybody, hey, look at the wig. Look at your wig.
Well, she didn't yell it. You're the one that screamed, you effing slut.
Yes, because it was an assault. It had nothing to do with work.
I have Tucker on the line here. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Green of Fraser Foods and Phil Henry. Go ahead, Tucker.
I can't find it very, very hard to believe that this gentleman is so sensitive that when someone makes a minor comment about him, he explodes and makes some of the most unbelievable comments that he has no way in the world of backing up about the lady.
Wait a minute, what did I say?
And those comments, those things that you have called her both on the air and to her personally, are far in excess of anything she ever mentioned about you. And you think that you haven't done anything wrong, and this lady is totally at fault.
Wait a minute. I said that
if you worked for me, sir, I'd have fired you immediately.
Fired me for what? She's commenting on my hairpiece.
She did in a very quiet way.
Yes.
With a pencil.
Yes.
Where she did not point. She didn't stand up and yell out to everyone, look at my boss. He's got whatever on. She did not do that.
All right, well, don't...
She did it in a way to help you correct if your hairpiece was misaligned.
All right, let me ask you this. This will prove whether you're right or whether I'm right. Do you think I'm bald?
No, I don't.
Thank you. Okay, then maybe you've got a point.
Wait a minute. Why does that help your point?
Because at least he says I'm not bald.
Well, I'm saying you're
the
bald.
The point is that you think it's okay for you to call someone every name under the book, but she can't help you out by saying, you know, what would you have done if she'd have pointed to your fly and your fly was down? Wouldn't you want her to do that if your fly was down?
So she can say, hey, look at that, your thing's hanging out for the world to see.
No, she didn't do that. But she didn't do that. If she had just said, boss, you know, your fly is down in a very unobtrusive manner, she would have been doing you a favor. She was doing you a favor in this way, and you went ballistic.
Wait a minute. She's using company time.
You don't hear what this man's saying. She's trying to do you a favor. You've got a hairpiece on that's so far over one side, it's over one ear, and the wig and the glue line is exposed. You gotta...
Look, you're intimating that I'm bald and I'm not.
Forget about whether you're bald. I think you're bald.
Buddy, if you were standing in front of me, I'd drop you. I would drop you.
You are bald. You don't have any hair, and you've got a wig on.
I wear a... You know something? I wear a hairpiece. I don't wear a wig. 4 hours of a very painful fitting. If you were in front of me right now, Mr. Henry, I would drop you.
Yeah, well. Thank you, Tucker.
Thank you, sir.
Wait, is he... You're not letting him go, are you?
Well, sure.
I got more to say to that guy. That guy's lying. He's lying.
All right. 1-800-449-8. So what is he lying about? Talking about decent, common, decent, behavior around an employee. We're talking with Robert Green, the owner of Fraser Foods. He's being investigated by the Labor Board for firing a woman and calling her an effing slut in the process because she pointed out that his hairpiece was lopsided. And he said that he doesn't allow personal commentary on the job, but one thinks that there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The woman in question, by the way, a Mrs. Tipton, is a mother of four. She has appealed this. He has countersued, saying that she defamed him by saying he wears a wig. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Extremism.
Talking with Robert Green, involved in a lawsuit, actually litigation, isn't it, Mr. Green?
Right now we're talking to the California Labor Board.
Because you fired an employee who feels it was unfair that you fired her. She commented that your hairpiece was off kilter on your head, and you screamed at her and fired her.
You know something, Mr. Henry, there's a double standard here, and I tried to tell my attorney this, and I tried to tell the Labor Board this. There's a double standard here. She's allowed to look at my head and let the whole world know that I have a hairpiece. And let me tell you, I've got a great hairpiece. $1,500, personal fitting by the owner of the company. I've never had anyone notice that I wear a hairpiece until this woman, if you want to call her that, pointed it out, you know, you're a little off. Now, one of the...
What's the double standard?
Well, the double standard is this. If I told her she was a little off and pointed to her mastectomy, there'd be hell to pay, wouldn't there be?
I think that had that woman had one?
She had breast cancer 5 years ago, yeah. And I kept her employed. So I know she's only got one. Am I supposed to say, hey, you're a little off today?
That's extremely cruel. That's extremely personal. Breast cancer is a life-threatening illness. Being bald...
I am not bald. I am not bald. Don't ever say that. I'm not bald. I have hair.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now, Mr. Green, and we can do it the easy way, we can do it the hard way.
Are you threatening me, sir?
I'm not threatening you, but a woman who's had breast cancer, to comment on that, say, hey, you're a little off today, is slightly different, and...
Why is that? Because she's able to comment on the fact that I... And how come she knows I have a hairpiece? I was told by the company, and I was assured by a woman that I met in Las Vegas that it looked real and was absolutely a wonderful hairpiece.
A mastectomy as the result of breast cancer.
No, you're defending women. They always defend women. They never stick up for the men. Never. I never once said to her, hey, Camille, your left tire is low, or anything rude or crude.
The lady wasn't rude or crude with you. She pointed at her head with a pencil and said, you know, you're a little bit off. You got a hairpiece that's flopped all the way over to one side of your head to the point where it's covering up your ear.
Hair is blown in the wind.
Hair doesn't get blown in the wind to the point where it comes off your scalp. 1-800-449-8686. Mona, hello. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Sir, I'm not saying you're bald. I'm not saying you're wearing a wig.
Thank you.
All I'm saying is, if this were a jury trial and you were making your point and I were sitting on a jury and this woman were to sue you for slander, you're guilty.
Slander? How did I slander her?
You called her a slut in front of the whole store.
She was simply saying to you that you had a problem. Like Phil said, one of the gentlemen said earlier, if your fly was unzipped, you know, how would you want her to handle that?
All right, let me ask you a question. What's she doing looking at my down there?
Sir, she's
not. You can't answer that.
I'm simply saying if your fly were unzipped and she were to notice, would you not want her to point it out in a sly manner rather than making a public announcement? That's all she was doing
the
to you is telling you that you had a personal hygiene problem and you might want to take care of it. I see it as she was doing you a favor.
Ma'am, I was told by the Adam Hairpiece Company it was undetectable. I had a very nice woman in Las Vegas tell me the same thing.
All right. Well, apparently it was detectable. Now, either
that Adam's wig company lied to you and
it
you played too much
It
money.
Is not a wig. It's a hairpiece. Thank you very much.
Fine. The Adam's Hairpiece Company charged you way too much money, and they lied to you.
Look, obviously,
there was a problem if it's hanging over your ear.
Ma'am, hair gets blown in the wind.
Not hair with a glue line.
Not...
You know, Mr. Henry, this lady's fine. She's okay. But you have gotten personal with me now twice. And
look, if you want to meet me sometime, we'll have a couple of drinks. And if you want to take it outside then, we can do that.
Oh, you're real tough, huh?
Sir, I'm not going to be on the playground with you. We're talking about an issue where a woman... And what do you mean a double mastectomy?
Oh, here's a lady. What do you think about that, Mona? Am I allowed to say to her, hey, your left tire's low?
Well, you know what? If I had a false end and it was hanging down, I hope and pray to God somebody would say something to me. Yes. Hate to tell you that.
You know that they fire...
See? She said it. You asked her and she said
it. You asked me. I'm telling you honestly.
You can't take the
honesty. If I have toilet paper hanging out of my skirt, I want somebody to tell me.
All right, question. What are you doing looking at my fly?
I'm not looking at your fly.
Well, you said you'd notice it and you'd tell me your thing's hanging out.
No, she didn't.
I said, if I were to notice it. I didn't say I would be looking at your crotch and notice something hanging out.
Ma'am, that's the only way you can see if a man's fly's open is if you're trying to check out what he's got.
Okay, answer me this.
Oh,
can you tell if a woman's shirt is undone by looking? Do you only look at her breast? If someone's shirt was undone, would you not say, hey, you've got a button undone? But that doesn't mean you're looking at his or her chest.
In my case, yes, I am looking at her chest. Yes, I am.
Well, all right, well, then you're fired for sexual harassment.
That's why I don't say anything. First of all, it's not going to bother me if a woman's got to let all the buttons be undone. What do I care?
All right, thank you very much, Mona. You made some great points. I heard what you were saying.
Thank you very much, Phil.
1-800-449-8686.
I would like to say that, lady, if a fake boob makes it way down your pantyhose, you got more than a problem.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't, Mr. Green, I got to warn you, all right?
You're not an attorney, sir.
I understand, but I just want you to know that if you say that, you're liable for more serious charges.
Sir, you're not an attorney.
All right, I want to tell my audience, we're talking with Robert Green of the Fraser Foods. He's the owner of a grocery store in Buena Park. He has been sued for wrongful termination. He says he sued an employee for making personal comments about him on the job. He fired that employee, I should say. I'm just telling you, what you're about to say could get you sued.
I want people to understand what I'm talking about. I screamed at that woman, you effing slut, when she talked about my hairpiece being crooked on my head, because she is one. And
all right, just so I can tell everybody, you wear a hairpiece.
You want to keep beating that into the ground, don't you?
No, sir, but you do wear a hairpiece.
I am not bald, sir.
All right, but you wear a hairpiece, and it was crooked or something, and the woman said, "You're Mr. Green, your wig."
And I don't wear a wig.
And she, all right, so what are you saying about this?
This lady, Camille Tipton, goes out and has gone out with every guy in the store. I got three guys in produce alone. She's dated every one of them, and I've heard some very interesting stories from each one of those guys. One of the kids that goes out in the lot and picks up grocery carts, she's gone out with him, and that kid came back raving on Monday morning about, very graphically, I might add, about what they did. I ask her out, and she knows she doesn't have any time. What is that about? I'd like to know. She dates the guy that drops off the meat. She dates all the guys back in the deli. She's gone out with every one of them. And when we sit around at lunch and they start telling stories, I mean, I gotta tell you, I gotta go home and take care of business because it's exciting. Then I ask her out, and I own the store. I own the store. And I got thicker, lusher hair than any of them.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Any woman that kisses and tells with every guy in the store, what do you want to go out with her for?
Because she sounds hot. These guys are talking about her like she puts out.
Oh, boy. I told you you're going to get yourself in a lawsuit.
But this is what I'm talking about. And then she looks at me and says that she says your wig is off.
1-800-449-8686. Janine, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Jeannie or Janine?
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm here.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
I'm listening to this. How old is this guy?
I'm 38.
You're 38?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay, can I ask you a question?
You just asked me one. You want to ask me another question?
Yeah. Well, I have a lot to ask you. Who looks at your fly when your hair is lopsided?
What?
Who would look your fly when your hairpiece is lopsided?
Who would look me at what?
Who would look at your fly when your hairpiece is lopsided?
Okay, Janine, yeah, you're going to have to listen a little longer. Maybe you came in late. Here's Diane on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Diane.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Two things. I just want to make one observation that a $1,500 hairpiece might look perfectly undetectable if it's on straight, but if it's on sideways, all bets are off on that. And the second thing is, at the risk of being called...
What about when the wind blows?
Listen, I don't care if the wind's blowing, if there's a hurricane, if it's calm, or if it's rainy. If it's sideways, it's sideways.
The point that I'm trying to make, Mr. Hendry, to you and your listeners, is everybody's hair gets sideways when the wind blows.
It doesn't stay that way, though.
you can both go straight to hell.
Oh, he hung up. He hung up.
Oh, and he didn't want my advice, evidently.
He hung up. I mean, the guy says everybody's hair gets sideways in the wind. Yes, but it doesn't, like, move your scalp. You know, it's...
No, I don't think so. And, you know, I really thought that...
Do you have a... Are you a beautician?
No, I'm not.
Beautician?
No. Yeah. No, I'm sure not, but, I could tell if somebody's hair was on sideways.
Oh, look at this. He called back. Put him through. Mr. Green, I do not want people hanging up on my show.
I apologize.
Do you understand very clearly? You hang up on me, you stay off the air. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir. I apologize.
And telling me to go to hell and my listener, I would like you to apologize to the lady.
I apologize, ma'am.
Thank you. Anyway,
the point that I was trying
to,
the only way you could tell that my hair is a hairpiece is if the tag is out. I mean, that's it.
All right, Diane, what was your point?
Well, I really, at the risk of being called names by Mr. Green, would like to suggest that he take some of the money that he spends on his hairpiece and use it for therapy for the inside of his head to deal with the problem that he evidently feels that the fact that hair doesn't grow out of his head is causing him.
Well, what's that supposed to mean? I just told you that this woman, she goes out with every guy in the store.
You know what? That doesn't have anything to do with the price of tea in China.
How come she won't go out with me and I own the store?
Evidently.
I have,
after listening to you for the last half hour, I know why she doesn't go out with
you. I have thick, lush hair, more hair than these guys.
And you sound like about the biggest jerk walking. So I don't care what kind of hair you have.
I'm a jerk.
Like zero
I'm a jerk.
Personality, except for abrasiveness. And
ma'am,
you really have issues about your hair. You need to get some therapy and get over it, sir. And then maybe somebody will date you.
I put $1,500 into one of the most remarkable hair pieces on earth.
You know, put it into therapy. That's where you need it.
And I'm supposed to go to therapy now.
Yeah, because if your hair, and I have thicker, lusher hair, you've said that three times.
She goes out. She has dated the guy that picks up the shopping carts out in the parking lot.
Doesn't matter. That doesn't have anything to do with anything.
I got money.
Oh, you know what? You know what? All the money and all the thick, lush hair isn't getting you any dates, sir. What do you think could be the problem?
She likes to tease. She's one of these teases. And she hates men who are powerful because, you know.
Oh, boy. Buddy, it sounds like you're digging yourself into a hole.
Yeah, look. I can't wait to hear about the lawsuit.
Well, it bothers me.
Well, I would bother me, too, if I were you. Look, if you know what?
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you very much. Take the hairpiece off.
Oh, right.
Take it off. Take the hairpiece off and forget about this Camille Tipton.
Look, this is the Burt Reynolds model. Now, I don't know whether you're familiar with Mr. Reynolds, but nobody, and I mean nobody, knows that he wears a wig. And they told me at the hair shop that this rug would have tang tripping all over me. They lied. They lied. This is the Burt Reynolds model.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Did you know that he had a wig?
No, I didn't. I mean, I did. Finally, people said.
Right. And how about William Shatner?
I never knew he had one either.
Right. This one, the company I bought it from, they said that I could put mine on and I could go out for drinks with William Shatner and they'd think he had a wig on, but not me.
Okay, I don't want to ask you to repeat that.
In other words, I could...
Never mind. Good luck with the California Labor Board.
All right, I just want to say one thing. If Charlene Tipton will go out with me, I'll drop the loss.
1-800-449 Charlene Tipton? Isn't that the actress? He means Camille Tipton. 1-800, or maybe he... is that what you meant?
No, I meant Charlene Tipton. I don't care about that hog that used to check, you know, groceries.
All right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Whitney Houston's dealer.